The shiur this morning I would like to dedicate Lilui Nishmat Hakdoshim, Rav Yaakov Litman, Hashem Yikom Damo, and his son Netanel Chai, Hashem Yikom Damo. What the day, Friday afternoon, when they in the way to celebrate Shabbat Chatan, close to Hebron, the place where they live. And before we start the shiur today, I would like to say a few words, what's very important to remember. Chazal teach us about very serious conversation will take place between HaKadosh Baruch Hu, between Kudsha Brich Hu and Malachi HaSharet. The Pasuk say, Ki Yipale Mimcha Davar LaMishpat. בין דם לדם, בין דין לדין, בין נגע לנגע, דברי ריבות בשעריך. מלאכי השרת שאיתו הקדוש ברוך הוא, why you have double standard? בין דם לדם, you say to your children when they make שחיטה to chicken, they need to cover the blood. Why Jewish blood is not covered? Children with blood in the street, and this blood never cover. Ben din ledin, you say, oto ve'et bno lo tishchetu biyom echad. You say, we're not allowed to shochet animal with a son in the same day. And your children, father and son, have shchita, death in terrible way, in the same day. Ben nega le nega, you say, we're not allowed to destroy any house before the Kohen checks the house. If the house have tzarat, after this he can destroy the house. How you destroyed your house, Bet HaMikdash, and you never ask anyone, is why you ask from your children more what you ask from yourself. Why is, look, this is double standard. This is what Malachi HaSharet ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We cannot say this, but Malachi HaSharet say this, and Chazal mentioned this midrash. Kama Kadosh Baruch Hu an answer to Malachi HaSharet? You want to know the answer? It's not double standard. But you want to know the answer? Why ben dam le dam, ben din le din, ben ega le ega? Why all this happened? Because divrei rivot bisharecha. Because people all the time fight with each other. They not have a perspective of peaceful. They not have a perspective to live with unity, of many times of narishkeit, of stupid thing. People fight and argue and make from this big deal. Because divrei rivot bisharecha. And what we need to do, vekamta ve'alita el ha'makom asher yivchar Hashem, we need to come together, to show more unity. And when we say to show more unity, is in every circle in the life, in the family, brothers and sisters, in mechutonim, in friend, in neighborhood, people what not close to us so much, to understand we one family. Moreover, we know this week the parasha what we're going to read, parashat Vayetze, teach us about the stones what Yaakov Avinu deal the last night in Eretz Israel. He sleep on the stones. He come to Padan Aram. He moved the stone from the rock. He moved the rock from the well. When he returned back, he make agreement with Lavan and he said to the children to bring stones together. Stone in Hebrew is Evan. Evan is Rashi Tevot. Of Av Ben Neched, father, son, grandson. Ima Bat Nechda, mother, daughter, granddaughter. And we come strong when we show unity. When we come and we understand we one soul and different bodies. And it's so interesting. We have one time in life what we're not allowed to shake hand to people. One time in life. Not in Tisha B'Av. In Tisha B'Av we're not allowed to say hello, shalom. But we never find about shake the end. The time what you're not allowed to shake the hand in Levaya. People go to Levaya many times spontaneously. They see people who they never seen them before, and they shake the hand. And very important to know, we're not allowed to shake the hand. And if somebody gives his hand, we say, we need to say to him, sorry, I cannot shake your hand now, this is Levaya. And he asks, why we're not allowed to shake the hand? Because to shake hand show unity. How we can show unity when we bury somebody in front of us? Is people, when they get the understanding, they say, wow, from now I will stop to shake the hand. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu want for us, we will come together not only in Levaya, and everybody come together, and everybody have respect, and everybody feel moved. HaKadosh Baruch Hu want for us to come together in the time when we can shake hand to each other. And what we read every day now in the newspaper, and we see also the picture, is stones and knife. Stone was the Arab through of the cars and all the places of people, and also knife was they try to kill more people they hope to kill, Rachem Hashem. And when we see all this picture again and again, it's very important to remember our nation have many names. The name of our nation is Bet Israel, Bet Yaakov, Sheerit Yosef, Bnei Ephraim. But we have other names. Chazal come and tells us, Uminayim Sheisrael Nikraim Even. How we know one of our names is Even, Sheneemar Umisham Roe Even Israel. One of our names is Even. Why we strong same with stone when we show unity? When we show consistency between generations, when we show unity between us, to all people around us in different circles in our life. This is the uniqueness about us. We stand with stone. And a knife, the purpose of knife is to cut. One thing knife cannot cut, stone. If you take stone, knife, and you try to cut the stone, the knife is broke. How more we show we strong, same with stone, how more we show we unity, we show achdus, how more we understand to have the aspect of to concede many times. When we have this perspective of concede, levater, and not to make from everything big deal, and not to make for everything big issue, and to try to come more close to each other, this makes us strong, this makes us unique, this makes us special. And when we see all these tragedies will take place one after the other, one after the other, and all the Levayot, and all the names, and all the unique people, and all the soldiers, and all the people that live all over, what they die, in a tragedy way, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu want to show us how much He want to shake us up, and to bring us to understand our nation is strong, same with stone, but we need to show we deserve this name, Even, Av Ben Neched, consistency of generation, and also between us to each other. When we show all this, not one knife cannot stay against us, and not any ball can attack any one of us. Is when we see all this news, and you see Friday, you see the car with the father outside of the car who dead, and you see the flower what they bring for the Shabbat Chatan and Motzei Shabbat, not to make preparation to the wedding will take place Tuesday, to go to all these levayot. This is something what need to shake us. And one of the way what we need to elevate every one of us is this concept of achdus. Achdus is not only with friends. Achdus with people what we sometimes don't have disrespect to these people. Achdus sometimes with people what make us a little bit upset, to say, come on, we put this in the side, and we start to build more unity between us to each other. When we show this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu come and say, all the rest I will take care of, all the rest I will do. It's from this reason, very, very important in this morning after the very, very sad weekend, and all the levayot, what move everyone when you see, when you read, is if we will take this kind of aspect in the week when Yaakov go to build his house. Yaakov Avinu build his house with stones, with the consistency of generation. And this week he build his house. And this is very special time for us also to elevate us, ourselves, big Beit Israel, big Beit Yaakov, big Bnei Ephraim, Sherit Yosef. And in this way, we will zoche to show Misham Roe, Even Israel, to show the strongness what we have when we come together. In B'siyata Dishmaya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show us in this year, Abayit HaGadol, how he go to rebuild his big house. And B'siyata Dishmaya will be zoche to Yakitsu V'Iranenu Yeshene Afar. In the beginning of our parsha, parashat Vayetze, in paragraph 1, we read, Vayetze Yaakov miBe'er Sheva, Vayelech Harana, Vayifga b'makom ahu, Vayifga b'makom, Vayalen Sham, Kiva HaShemesh, Vayikach, Mi'avne HaMakom, if you can put line every time when he mentions the word makom, Pasuk Yudale, Vayifga b'makom, First time, Vayalen Sham, Kiva HaShemesh, Vayikach, Mi'avne HaMakom, Second time, Vayase Mirashota, Vayishkav b'makom ahu, And he has a very special dream, about all the future of the nation would go to build through him and all the big imperial would stay against us. Our Kodesh Baruch Hu moves them from this world and we still exist. And Pasuk Tet Zayin in paragraph 1, Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnato, he wake up from this sleep and the dream. Vayomer Achen, Yesh Hashem, please, Azerlein, Bamakom Hazeh, Ve'anuchi Lo Yadati, Pasuk Tet Zayin, וירא ויאמר מה נורא המקום הזה אין זה כי אם בית אלוקים וזה שער השמיים אין פסוק יוטט אגן ויקרא את שם המקום ההוא בית אל ואולם לוז שם העיר לראשונה six time in the beginning of our parsha before יעקב אבינו move from ארץ ישראל to חרן the Torah mentions the word מקום מקום Something very interesting and very unique about our parsha. Normally when you open Sefer Torah, you can see from time to time, between one part to other part, we have some space. It depends how big the space. And this represents if the parasha, the chapter, what we read, connect to the next chapter, or he not connect. In Sidurim, in Chumashim, this takes place with two letters in Hebrew, Pei and Samech. When you open the Chumash and you see the letter Pei, you know this is Parasha Ptucha. We talk about A, now we move to talk about B, but A and B connect to each other. But if you see the letter Samech, it means we talk about A, now we talk about C, something completely different, not related to what we learned before. And in Sefer Torah, you find this when you have space between one part to the other part. In Parashat Vayetze, what we're going to read is coming Shabbos, All the parasha, we don't have any place, but we have any space between one pasuk to the other. Everything is in one shot. This means this is one parasha from the beginning until the end. From the beginning until the end, this is one topic, one inyan. It's not one parasha connect to the other. This is only one parasha. From the moment when Yaakov Avinu in the last night in Eretz Israel sleep and the big dream until he returned back in the last pasuk in parasha when all the angels of Chutz La'aretz go back angel of Eretz Israel come to stay with them Vayikra Shem HaMakom Machanayim Vayikra Shem the last pasuk in our parasha is Vayikra Shem HaMakom Ahu Machanayim the last pasuk is also mentions the word Makom and obviously when we learn about Makom we learn about Makom in the beginning in the end of the parasha this obviously come to teach us something and Chazal come and explain to us why we have so many times the word Makom Makom come Chazal in 1 minute in paragraph 7 and say to us in paragraph 7 Chazal come and say ויפגע במקום רבונה בשם רבה מי אמר מפני מה מכנים שמו של הקדוש ברוך הוא וקוראים אותו מקום הקדוש ברוך הוא one of his name is המקום we say this every time המקום ינחם אתכם we say when somebody sit שיבה או המקום ירחם עליהם ויוצאיהם מצרה לרווחה. The word מקום is one of the name of הקדוש ברוך הוא. Why the name is מקום? Is חזל come and tells us שהוא מקומו של עולם ואין העולם מקומו. שהוא מקומו של עולם ואין העולם מקומו. This word, this is his place, and הקדוש ברוך הוא is above the place, כן? הוא מקומו של עולם ואין העולם מקומו. And the question is, this is our first question, what is mean הקדוש ברוך הוא מקומו של עולם ואין העולם מקומו. This word is his place, but is a place is not this word. What is mean? How we explain this? This is question number one, what I would like to ask. Question number two. We stay in the beginning of Chodesh Kislev. Chodesh Kislev take us to Hanukkah. Something very interesting, what early Rishonim recognize, when we open Parashat Emor, Parashat Emor is Parashat HaMoadot. You can see in paragraph 8, in Parashat Emor, the Torah start with the first holiday Pesach, the Torah continue, Sfirat HaOmer, Shavuot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, this is the last holiday. And when the Torah finish with the last holiday, paragraph 8, בסוכות ישבו שבעת ימים, אצדרה אצדרה, פסוק מם דלד, וידבר השם את מועדי השם אל בני ישראל. This is the end of all the holidays. Immediately after, the Torah decide to teach us about הדלקת המנורה עם בית המקדש. וידבר השם אל משה לאמור, צו את בני ישראל ויקחו אליך שמן זית זך קטית למאור לעלות נר תמיד. All the details, how we light the menorah twice a day, morning and afternoon, who lights the menorah, where the menorah take place. Come Chazal and say one minute, why the Torah connect the holidays, what end with Sukkot, and immediately after, the Torah teach us about הדלקת המנורה, how we light the menorah in בית המקדש. Why these two parashot come close to each other. Chazal come and say to us, to give us hint, to give us remez, the connection between Sukkot and Chanukah. What is the connection between Sukkot and Chanukah? Look in paragraph 9, ויקחו אליך הגזבר שמת זית זך, סמך שמת זית לסוכות, you connect the last holiday Sukkot to light of, to light, how we light the menorah, רמז לחנוכה. We can put line, מה סוכות 8 days, 8 ימים, exactly same, Chanukah is also a day. Sukkot means Simchat Torah, obviously. Also, in Sukkot, every single day, we say full Alel. Alel HaShalem, every single day. Exactly same in Chanukah. Every single day, we say Alel HaShalem. Interesting. Moreover, where we build the Sukkah? Outside. Where we light the Chanukah candles? Where? Also, outside. If somebody builds Sukkah in the Schach, well, this is a Sukkah, is above 20 amah, above 10 meter, the sukkah is possible. Why? Because Yisrach is very high. We not recognize we sit in sukkah. Exactly same if somebody light Chanukah candle from the place where he stay, above 20 amah, 10 meter, is not yotze, because it's really very high. Is not pirsum anisa for the family, for people who walk into the place. Is we see many, many halachot what show us how Sukkot and Chanukah relate to each other. And obviously, what is the inside connection between these two holidays? What is the inside connection between these two special time in our calendar? The explanation is follow. Three times, the Maharal teach us, some of this is inside, the Maharal teach us, we find the word Emunah. Emunah, what relate to all our nation. We find the word Emunah many times by private people. Abraham Avinu ve'emin ba'ashem. He trust Hashem. Ve'eminu ba'ashem. Ve'emin ba'ashem. But when we find the word Emunah, what relate to all our nation, only in all the Tanakh three times. First time, when Moshe Rabbeinu, maybe you can see this inside in paragraph 11. Shalosh pe'amim ne'emar ve'yaminu. about us, Am Yisrael. First time, כאשר בא משה לגאול אותם, ומשה רבינו come to Egypt and tells us, soon we go to leave Egypt, what is our reaction? You can put line. ויאמן העם, כי פקד השם את עמו. Am Yisrael believe, this is real, and soon we leave Egypt. וכי ראה את אונייה, second time, other line, בקריאת ים סוף נאמר, ויאמינו בהשם, please put line, ובמשה עבדו. And third time is when we ready to get the Torah, הקדוש ברוך הוא say to משה רבינו, הנה אנוכי בא אליך באה וענן, למען ישמע עם בדוברי עמך, עם ישראל, we listen how I talk to you, וגם בך, please put line, יאמינו לעולם. We have three time only in all the Tanakh, the word emunah, what relate to our nation. And now, the Maharal continue and say, what, this is three type of emunah. האחת היא, השגחה שהוא משגיח בתחתונים, ולא כמו שאומרים אמינים, עזב השם את הארץ. השם watch everyone. He care about everyone. He never forget everyone. And this is emunah, we can say, בהשגחה פרטית. השגחה פרטית. In America, people would work with Kiruv, know, and many times we make some conversation, people would come after the come more close. We have two words in English, HP. What is your HP? Ashgacha Pratit. Okay, this is good to know. It's not a computer company. Okay, this is Ashgacha Pratit. Okay? His first emunah is emunah ba-ashgacha Pratit. האמונה השנייה היא, שהכל, you can put circle around the two word אמונה שנית, שהכל ביד השם ואין דבר חוץ ממנו. In other way, אין עוד מלבדו. קדוש ברוך הוא run the show from A to Z, אין עוד מלבדו, וזהו אמונת מציאות השם יתברך. Fine, and I skip now one line. אמונה שלישית, please put other circle, שידבר השם יתברך, קדוש ברוך הוא תוק את האדם וייתן לו תורה, וזהו אמונת תורה מן השמיים. הסטרית האמונות, we have one אמונה היא is השגחה פרטית, watch everyone, listen, care. Other אמונה is אין עוד מלבדו, and the third אמונה is תורה מן השמיים. Now comes the Maharal and say to us something till eight lane, unbelievable, and he says follow. We celebrate three special holidays. Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. Pesach, including Yitziat Mitzrayim, Kriyat Yamsuf, special holiday, what show us clearly and od milvado. He runs the show, he splits the ocean, he takes us out from Egypt, he punishes the Egyptian. Miracle after miracle. This is the reason why the night of Pesach is Leila Seder. We need to organize all the miracles to make some Seder, not to forget anyone. So many miracles. This is Enod Milvado. Shavuot, this is Emunah of Torah Min HaShamayim. Shem give us the Torah, Torah Min HaShamayim. And Sukkot, this is Emunah, Ashgacha Pratit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu care about every one of us. Ashgacha Pratit. He walk with us in the desert every single day. He give to every one of us the man, the slav, and not any snake or any scorpion attacked any one of us. And we have pillar of cloud and pillar of fire and all the miracles what we have in the desert show Abba Kadosh Baruch Hu watch everyone. This three emunot take place in this three holidays. This is what we celebrate in Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot. Comes the Maharal in so beautiful way and say, what is the name of all these three holidays? One of the names of these three holidays is Gimel Regalim. This is Regel, this is Ragle, this is the legs of Yiddishkeit. The leg of Yadus is we believe en od milvado, Torah min haShamayim en Ashgacha Pratit. Is this so nice how the Maharal say, look, in paragraph 11, the last four line is a page what we stay, page 3, וכנגד אלו שלוש אמונות, you can put line, שהם שורשים ויסוד לדת, ציווה השם יתברך בשלושה רגלים, ונקראים רגלים על שם שהם רגלי הדת. This is the legs of Jewish life, שעומד עליהם הדת. פסח, נודע שהוא יתברך כל יכול. In Pesach he can do what he want, על ידי האותות והמופתים, the miracles what he make, עד קריאת ים סוף, שהיה בשביל של פסח, אין עוד מלבדו. Line after, סוכות, שבועות, נודע נתינת התורה. חג סוכות, הושיב אותנו בענני הכבוד, מורה על שמירה, how he care, how he watch, everyone of us. עד כאן דברי המהר"ל. If we take with us this מהר"ל, one step ahead, we see something, פלאי פלאים. You remember the donkey, what a push Bilam to the wall, and he started to hit the donkey. She opened the mouth, and what she say to him? What the donkey say to Bilam? Lama ze ikitani ze shalosh regalim. In Hebrew, she need to say to him, Lama ze ikitani ze shalosh peamim. What does it mean regalim? Look, Chazal in paragraph 12. ותאמר לבלעם, מה עשיתי לך? כי הכיתני. What I do to you? כי הכיתני. ראית מזה שלוש רגלים. רמזה לו. She say to him, אתה מבקש לעקור אומה. You try to destroy nation. החוגגת שלוש רגלים. You try to destroy nation or celebrate three holidays. What do you mean to celebrate three holidays? You try to destroy nation what believe. אין עוד מלבדו. God run everything. They believe Torah min ha-shamayim, and they believe you watch everyone. No way, not any chance for you to succeed. Don't try. Beautifully, how we can find this in the explanation why the donkey say shalosh regalim and she never say what? Shalosh peamim. A little bit more deep, birshut, a little bit more deep, so beautifully. Chazal come and teach us in paragraph 13, in Gemara Be'eruvin, אמר רב ירמיה בר אלעזר. רב ירמיה בר אלעזר קם וצא איתו לסובב, three enter to Gehenom. The enter to Gehenom take place in three places. אחד במדבר, אחד בים, ואחד בירושלים. במדבר, what happened? קורח and all his people, וירדו הם, וכל אשר להם, חיים שאולה. The dirt open himself and they fall inside and they die. What Korach attacked? How you say Torah min ha-shamayim against Moshe Rabbeinu? Kol ha-eda kulam kedushim. Why you take the leadership for yourself? Why you give to your brother? He complained against the way how Moshe Rabbeinu expands the Torah. He feel he give his explanation. He stay against the Torah. He find himself in one of the enter to the Gehenom. This is Midbar. Second one is Bayam. Paro, see all the miracles, what happened to us. And still, he never believed. Enot Milvado, God runs his world. He found himself in the ocean. Well, this is other enter to Gehenom. Yerushalayim, people travel to Yerushalayim in Sukkot. In Sukkot, millions of people, old city, full with people. People can feel, come on, who I am? I want meal. I nothing. Compared to so many people, if I make one more mitzvah, or avera, big deal, is not so necessary. I have only one drop in the big ocean of people. No, you're unique. People in Yerushalayim in one end can lose the emunah of Ashgacha Pratit because I see myself one drop in the big ocean. For this reason, the third answer is we're in Yerushalayim. This Besugrayim is anyway what we see from the Maharal, Divrei Chazal. We have three base emunot. What keep us alive is Enod Milvado, Torah min ha-shamayim, and Ashgacha Pratit. Now, we have other two holidays. What the rabbis decide for us to celebrate. And this is Purim and Chanukah. What happened to us in Purim? If we take the Maharal one more step ahead, what happened in Purim? First, Enod Milvado. Wow, big miracle. After the letter come out with a stamp of Ahasuerus, we cannot return the letters. One way, the final solution take place. People wait to the day. It's over. And everything changed. Unbelievable. Enod Milvado. What else happened in Purim? Adur Kibluah B'Imei Ahasuerus. we accept the Torah and we understand the Torah is one of the source of our life. Vimei HaShvirosh is Purim parallel to what? Holidays, Mia Torah, Pesach and Shavuot. What happened in Hanukkah? Matityahu Benav, 12 children. With Elazar, what they make? Big revolution against all the thousand and thousand Greek. They go to war against them and they win. We see clearly, black and white, no question. What? Ashgacha Pratit. Ashgacha Pratit is the inside connection between these two holidays, Sukkot and Hanukkah, is Ashgacha Pratit. Ashgacha Pratit. We have patience. Kadosh Baruch Hu run everything. He watch and will stay with us. Every time I say this again, you go to Manhattan, in the time of Hanukkah, what you see all the trees and all the houses with light all over, different colors, look so beautifully, some people take pictures, and you see one of the window, Hanukkah candle, you know, compared to all the light on the trees and the houses, it look very Nebach, this Hanukkah candle, nobody recognize about them. But never forget, this fake what we see. Because when we have blackout, what still give light is Hanukkah candle. All this blah blah, flah flah, on the trees and the houses cannot stay, exist. This is only for short time. What stay generation after generation, this small candle. And this is Emunah b'Hashgacha Pratit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, watch, look, he have his plan, not have any answer, all the answer for all the questions, but answer take place. Kodesh Baruch Hu have the answer, he know, we not understand the picture, but we see clearly Ashgacha Pratit. Is the inside connection between these two holidays, Sukkot and Hanukkah, the Emunah b'Hashgacha Pratit. For this reason in Sukkot, in Hanukkah, very, very important. Every night when we light the candles to take a minute for our time, 60 seconds, to look on the candles, to look with two eyes only on the candles and to think about what you need. Chazal tells us this is something so special. We get light from the candles to all the year. From Hanukkah Shana Zo to Hanukkah Shana Abba. Try and see what's going to happen in your house from this Hanukkah to the next Hanukkah. If you take a minute for your time every night of Hanukkah, you and your family, and you watch the candles. This is a lot in Chazal about this, because this candle represents the consistency of the generation, the light, what we take and we deliver, what stay with us, etc., etc. Anyway, after we bring all this beautiful insight, what the Maharal teach us, my second question is, how really we can build life, what we feel strong and clear, this emunah, this belief, b'Hashgacha Pratit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu watch every one of us in every situation, and od milvado. Our generation know Torah min haShamayim is come more and more clear, but and od milvado, we say this also many times, but how to elevate this in our daily life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu run everything, and he watch everyone, and he listen to everyone, and he see everyone. How we can raise this perspective of life in our daily life. This is the two questions what I would like to raise and to ask. One connect to the Parsha, one connect to the time what we soon go to celebrate Hanukkah. And you know, any Parasha in Chodesh Kislev, what we read, and every year the first Shabbat in Chodesh Kislev is Parashat Vayetze, every year. And every Parasha in Chodesh Kislev relate to Hanukkah in different ways. Is Siyata Dishmaya, we will try to answer these two questions. One, we see the Makom take so much space. A Makom tofes Makom. A Makom is Mina Kadosh Baruch Hu. In the beginning of Parashat Vayetze, in the end of the Parasha. And what is Min Makom? One of the name of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. What is Min? Hu Mekomo Shel Olam, Ve'en HaOlam Mekomo. He is above this world, Hu Mekomo Shel Olam. He in this world, but the world is... But he above this world. What is mean? What Chazal want for us? And also, why specifically this name Yaakov Avinu used again and again in the last night in Eretz Israel and when he returned back to Eretz Israel? And the second question is, how we really build life with a strong emuna בהשגחה פרטית and an עוד מלבדו. So to answer these questions, we will start in this way. The Reb Chaim Volozhin, in the famous book what he write, Nefesh HaChaim, teach us something very, very interesting. You have table, beautiful table, and above the table you have vase, what costs $10,000, maybe more, very expensive, antique, unique, special. You ask people, what keeps this vase safety and can stay in this place and not move and not broke chas v'chalila? The table, you have strong table and the table connect to the floor, and in this way you know this special idea what you have stay in safety place. But if you look again, you find not the table hold this vase and not also the floor. Some people say because the building is a strong building, it may have everything inside is strong. No, if you go back, למעשה, what hold everything in this world is what? His Kadosh Baruch Hu. He has this world in his hand. If he try to move this world a little bit, everything go to change. And sometimes we see when he move a little bit in our understanding, one finger, how the world move and places destroyed in a few minutes. And 100,000 people die on the spot. Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he creates this world, Reb Chaim Volozhin is saying, but he is above this world. He holds all this world in his hand. And when you understand this kind of concept, first, before we continue, we see this inside a little bit. Look in paragraph 14. Ki ha'inyan, mashiru yitbarach nikra makom. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu have one of his name makom? Why? Second line, מה שמכנים שמו של הקדוש ברוך הוא וקוראים אותו מקום, שהוא מקומו של עולם ואין העולם מקומו, what is mean? Fifth line from the beginning, לפי פשוטו רצה לומר, כמו שהמקום הוא סובל, הוא מחזיק איזה דבר וחפץ המונח עליו, the table can hold the item above the table, כן, בדמיון זה, הבורא ברוך הוא המקום האמיתי, הסובל ומקיים העולמות והבריאות כולם. Exactly same, הקדוש ברוך הוא all the everything. To make this a little bit more deep, the Maharal put us a few beautiful words, and he say, if you have a special vase, unique, expensive, antique, you put this on the table, the place what all this vase obviously is big from the vase himself, because if it's exactly same, big chance this vase can move and fall. It's obviously the place is much bigger. We may leave something move, maximum is move a little bit to the side. Exactly same. This table can stay exist because the floor is bigger from the table. Because if this is exactly, if something move a little bit, finish. Exactly same. All this world, all the everything what we have inside, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what is big and above this world, he holds this world in his hand. For example, you have ball in your hand. The ball, this is our world. It's because your hand is big, you cannot give to child what now start to walk. Big basketball, he cannot hold this. Also for the picture, for a second, he cannot hold this because it's very big for his hand. He cannot, but take somebody else, what is bigger, he can hold this because his hand is much bigger. Exactly the same, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his hand have all this world. He is the key of this world. Mimele, we take this now to the next step. We have one place in this world, in very practical way, what we can see with the physical eyes, how the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above this world. In physical eyes. Where? In Beit HaMikdash. What happened in Beit HaMikdash? First, what happened to every one of us? We come to Beit HaMikdash to Daven, Yom Kippur, we stay shoulder to shoulder. We cannot move. עומדים צפופים, but when the time come to bow down, משתחווים רווחים, it's come open, how can happen? How this can happen? Moreover, to make this more clear, in קודש הקודשים, what we have in קודש הקודשים? What we have, Aaron קרובים, the size of the Aaron and the קרובים is much bigger, this קודש הקודשים, the Aaron and the קרובים is almost double. How Aaron and קרובים can walk in, can fit in, if the place is less from the size of Aaron and Kruvim. The answer is, Yakadosh Baruch Hu in charge of the place, he is Makom, he is Amakom, he can do what he wants. He can put everything to any place what he wants, because he is a Makom. He creates everything, and he above everything. For this reason, we can see with our eyes, when you come to Beit HaMikdash, the concept of Makom, what relates to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one of his name. Now we understand very well, when Shlomo HaMelech celebrate Beit HaMikdash, and the famous prayer, what he say, look in paragraph 15, what he say, Ve'ata, Elokei Israel, Ya'amen HaDvarecha, אשר דיברת לעבדך דוד אבי, כי אמנם ישב אלוקים על הארץ, קדוש ברוך הוא, you go to sit here, הנה השמיים ושמי השמיים לא יכלכלוך. All the sky and everything above this cannot fit you, אף כי הבית הזה אשר בניתי, ופנית אל תפילת עבדך ואל תחינתו. People will come to pray in this place, listen to them. השם אלוקיי, לשמוע אל הרינה ולתפילה, אשר עבדך מתפלל לפניך היום. Please accept my prayer, what I done to you today. להיות, listen very careful. Page number 5. להיות עיניך פתוחות אל הבית הזה, לילה ויום, please put line, אל המקום אשר אמרת, יהיה שמי שם, לשמוע אל התפילה אשר יתפלל עבדך, again, אל המקום הזה. אין, פסוק למד. ושמעת את תפילת עבדך, you listen the prayer of your people, ועמך ישראל, אשר יתפללו אל המקום הזה, again, ואתה תשמע אל מקום שבטך, אל השמיים, ושמעת וסלחת. Four times, שלמה המלך, זה הקדוש ברוך הוא, what I want, the goal of this building, what you ask me to build, is people will recognize you with other name. Not only Hashem, not only Elohim, not only Tzvakot, not only Shakai, one of you, name what I want, you will recognize, the name is what? Makom. Makom is mean to understand, nothing can stay against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If he wants, 12 children of Hashmonai Ubanav can make the big revolution. If he wants, he can do everything. From this reason, Pilei Pilei Plaim, Pilei Plaim, when Yaakov Avinu stay in the last night in Eretz Israel, his father sent them with brachas. He have luggage with jewelry and money, what his parents give him, and he go to Padan Aram, exactly how Eliezer go. And what happened? Eliphaz come in the next night and he want to kill him. He say, listen, if you take from me everything, I completely poor, poor is equally to dead person, you can't say to your father, you fulfill your mission. And he explains this to him, he say, okay, give me everything and I leave you alive. He have only the stick in his hand. He don't have anything else. And this stick what he have in his hand, he now go from leave Eretz Israel. He never know if he see one more time his parents alive. He never know if he himself will return to Eretz Israel. He never know what's going to happen in the future. Everything is completely unclear. Unclear. But he feel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by you, nothing is unclear. I understand you, my Makom. Your name is Makom, and I try to walk in to your name. I try to take your name with me. ויפגע במקום, וילן שם, ויקח מאבני המקום. It means I feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You watch me, you know what's going to happen, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm sure you will protect me, and you will help me, and you feel the promise what you say to my father and my grandfather. From this reason, the name Makom take place many times, this name of Hashem, when the situation is unclear, when the situation is unusual, and cannot happen. For example, night of Pesach, what we say, Baruch HaMakom, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shomer Avtachat Ol Yisrael. To leave Egypt? No way! One slave never leave Egypt. Now full nation to the desert? Only Baruch HaMakom. Everyone recognize, you are Makom, we fit, we part of you. What Chashverosh, what Mordechai say to Esther, אם אחרש תחרישי בעת הזאת, רווח והצלה יעמוד ליהודים, ממקום אחר. What is means so beautifully, the Maharal explained. King, he have in his hand all his state. He is the Makom of the state. Every king, he decide every law, everything what he say, people listen to him. He completely, in his hand, this Makom. He can move this Makom from place to place. He can decide to destroy this building, to build something new. Come Mordechai and say to Esther, you queen of your nation, of your nation, Am Yisrael, not Achashverosh. You secrete because you stain the right place, but you can make the big revolution. If you will forget, you the queen and all our nation in your hand. We stay in your makom, in your hand. Revach v'atzala yamod la'yehudim mi makom acher. The real makom, what all, in his hand also you and everyone. This is who? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He will send our the redemption in his way. As we see makom b'shiva, we say amokom inachem. People see shiva, they lose. The situation is so difficult. How we bless them? Amakom inachem. We not see now how this world, but don't worry. Kadosh Baruch Hu have his plan. He will give you nechama. He will help you. Amakom inachem. Somebody sick, we say also, Amakom yirachem alecha. He will find the refuah for you. Don't worry. He in charge of all the doctors all over the world. Somebody lose money. The Gemara say, Amakom yemale kol chesroncha. Why we use the makom, the word makom? Because every time when we see difficulty, every time when we see something what is complicated, is a makom. Are we saying dusha every time? Baruch kvod Hashem mimkomo. Who says this? Yechezkel Navi. Where is stay? Is stay in Babel? Is dark galut? What going to happen? We will return one day to our homeland. Yes or no? Baruch kvod Hashem mimkomo. Kvod Hashem mimkomo. He will bring us back to the makom, and everybody recognize who mekomo shel olam. He above this world. Now, pil a plain. First time, you know, first time in Tanakh, we say this many times, this is the key to understand all the concept. First time in Tanakh, when we find the word makom, it's not in the creation, ikavu ha-mayim el makom echad, because this is part of the process of the creation. After all the world exists, where we find the first time the word makom. You can look inside paragraph 17. Avraham Avinu. Vayikach Avraham et Sarah ishto. He traveled to Eretz Yisrael. Ve'et Lot ben Achim. Ve'et kol rechusham asher rachashu. Ve'et hanefesh asher asu b'chan. He take everything what he have. His Lot, his nephew. Vayitzu elechet ha'aretz ha'knan. Vavor ha'aretz ha'knan. Vayavor Avraham ba'aretz ad mekom Shechem. Ad Elon Moreh. Ve'aknani az ba'aretz. Ad mekom Shechem. In Hebrew, we can say, Vayavor Avraham ba'aretz ad Shechem. What does it mean? Ad mekom Shechem. Ad mekom Shechem. What happened in Shechem? What happened in Shechem? Chamor and his son Shechem take Dina. Terrible thing, what happened to Dina? Who fight against all the city of Shechem? Two brothers, Shimon and Levi. Yaakov and he say, what do you do? They will kill us. Abba, don't worry, they will never kill us. We do the right thing to bring our daughter back home. As what happened in this place? People recognize who run this world. Not Hamor and not his father Shechem and not anyone. Kadosh Baruch Hu. From this reason, when they traveled from Shechem to Bethel, Vayisu, Vayichitat Elohim, Ale Arim Asher Srivotahem. All the nations scared for us. Two brothers make this big revolution. Ad Mekom Shechem, in Shechem. We find first time in Eretz Yisrael the concept HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not only Hashem, not only Elohim, is also what? Makom. It means he above and before and after everything. And when we trust Him, we can see Him in our life. Now, Pilei Plaim. And what happened after the brothers save the life of Dina? Yaakov Avinu said to the children, Kipsu Bigdechem Ve'itaru, Kam Teorim Pure, and he take oil and he put on the stone, on the rock, Nakuma v'na'ale Bet-El. And they travel to Bet-El to fill his promise, what he said before he left Eretz Israel. Comes the Chatam Sofer and say in unbelievable way, he's in front of us, but he's not right, this, not type this in the right way, this is Be'al-Peh. Comes the Chatam Sofer and say in unbelievable way, what happens? They save the life of the sister. Yaakov Avinu say to them, to come Teorim, he put oil on the rock and they travel to Bet-El. Exactly same what happened to us in time of the Hashmonaim. What they say? Every Jewish girl would marry, she need to go to the king. And who makes the revolution? Am Israel? 12 children of Matityahu. Group of brothers. Change everything. And what happened after this? We walk into Bet HaMikdash. We clean Bet HaMikdash. We clean ourselves. We put oil on the menorah. Exactly same. What happened in time of Hanukkah? Hanukkah is time what we recognize the concept, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what the name is what? Makom. From this reason, somebody cannot light Hanukkah candle in his business trip. Nobody gave him candle, nobody light of him in the house. He go to the Jewish community if he finds in the place where he stay. He stay in the street, he see Hanukkah candle from one of the window. He need to say bracha in the street. Baruch ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam שעשה ניסים לאבותינו בימים מהם הזמן הזה. Because הרואה נר חנוכה כרואה מקום שנעשו בו ניסים לאבותינו. To see the Hanukkah candle is mean to see the name of Hashem, what the name is what? מקום. This concept of מקום take place also in one candle of Hanukkah. This is our nation. And this is what Chazal came and teach us. From this reason, all this parasha is one piece. We don't find any break between one pasuk to the other. It's one parasha completely. And the parasha starts with Makom, the parasha ends with Makom. Yaakov Avinu go to build his house and he go to build our house. Ma'aseh Avot, Siman Babanim. Yaakov Avinu come and teach us again and again. When we understand, in the time when we not understand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is Makom. He above everything. He have everything in his hand and he decide what he decide. What we not understand today, we'll understand tomorrow. When we have this kind of concept, we can cross the Yarden River, we can cross the house of Lavan, and we can return back, and we can really build Beit Israel and Beit Yaakov. This is our uniqueness. And this is Melo Chol Haaretz HaKevodo. This is Mekomo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when we take this kind of concept, we understand now something else so nice and so interesting. When Yaakov Avinu, Chazal come and teach us in the paragraphs, what we not read in 1 minute what we have, or we say this another way, the last paragraph, in paragraph 24, Chazal come and say to us, on the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Ani Choma Veshaddai Kamigdalot, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ani Choma Zo Torah, Shaddai Kamigdalot Elu Talmidei Chachamim, ורבה אמר אני חומה זו כנסת ישראל שדאי כמגדלות אלו בתי כנסיות ובתי מדרשות. What we say in חנוכה every night when you light the חנוכה candle, יוונים נקבצו עליי אזי בימי חשמנים ופרצו חומות מגדליי. They try to destroy the wall and the tower. חומות מגדליי. חזל קמת say חומה is תורה, מגדל is תלמידי חכמים. חומה is עם ישראל, מגדל בתי כנסיות ובתי מדרשות. They try to walk between, to divide all our life, all the Torah, all the mitzvot, everything what we have, come to teach us this kind of lesson. הקדוש ברוך הוא מקומו של עולם. He above everything. He heaven is end everything. He decide what to do. Against this, all the wars stay against the Greek. First time, what we have spirituality war. Not physically war to destroy us. Physically, to destroy us spirituality. This is what they really want to fight against us. And this is what Chazal come and teach us. להעבירה מחוקי רצונך. What is mean להעבירה מחוקי רצונך? To keep new law, to keep something what we not have in our tradition. But חשמונאי ובניו show us small group of great people show us this kind of מסירות נפש and bring every one of us to recognize how הקדוש ברוך הוא stay above everything. From this reason, when we use the name מקום in תפילה, when we use the name מקום in any place, what you say, ברוך כבוד השם ממקומו, we understand how everything go to the one root, הקדוש ברוך הוא. Now, so nice, רבינו אפרים על התורה come and say, ויבואו עד מקום שכם. עד מקום שכם, זה ראשונים say, ראשי תיבות, שמה. שמה ישראל, השם אלוקינו, השם אחד. And also, בשכם, what happened בשכם? בשכם, all מלכות ישראל take place next generation ישכם בשכם מזרשי תיבות ברוך שם כבוד מלכותו. שכם, this is a place, first place in ארץ ישראל, what we recognize new name of הקדוש ברוך הוא מקום. If we put ourselves in this perspective of this name of הקדוש ברוך הוא, אז בסייעתא דשמיא we get everything what we want from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He will listen to us because the more we trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can see Him in our life. In B'Siyata Dishmaya, we will see in this month not only the light of the Hanukkah candles, we will see the big light of Or Chadash al Tzion Tair, when we will see all of us, Bimera Leoro.